So what our research is showing is that rates of tree mortality are increasing in Colorado subalpine forests, and this is in areas that don't have obvious disturbances like fire and bark beetle outbreaks. So what we showed was that higher rates of tree mortality are related to warmer and drier summer conditions. And so what we sort of expect from this is that, continued climate warming will continue to increase tree mortality throughout subalpine forests.
Okay, so you looked at the causes of tree deaths in areas not notably impacted by beetle outbreaks or fire. Got it. So give us a better idea of how significant an increase you found in tree deaths caused by drought and heat in those areas that weren't notably impacted by those other factors.
In those types of forests, mortality is generally pretty low, so maybe 0.5 to 2% per year. And what we're showing is that there was a 3 times increase in mortality in these forests from a time period in the 80s and early 90s to a more recent time period from 2008 to 2019. So what we found in this study was that 70% of the trees had no evidence of other causes of death than drought and temperature related evidence. So, and then 23% of the trees that we sampled, they had evidence of bark beetle damage. So they've been attacked by bark beetles. So in many of Colorado's forests, bark beetles, are there fairly continuously, and they attack and kill the more weakened trees. And then occasionally, when climate conditions align with, the right types of trees and the right sizes of trees, then we can have these really broad scale outbreaks of bark beetle. The other important point here is that often there are many factors that cause tree death. So you might have warmer and drier conditions that stress the trees out and make them more susceptible to bark beetles. Or you may just have a situation where warmer and drier conditions decrease the soil moisture to the point where trees don't have enough moisture to maintain their physiological processes, and they die just as a result of climate. In this study, our goal is not to show that, bark beetle outbreaks or fire are not having an important effect. They're most definitely having a very important effect, and those disturbances are driven by warmer and drier conditions as well. What our point in this study is that, outside of those areas affected by those disturbances, we're also showing really important effects of warmer and drier conditions on forests as well. So in those forests where people walk around and they say, "Oh, there's a dead tree," and there's one more, and they walk another half a mile and they say, "Oh, there's a dead tree," we're saying that, that mortality is related to climate. So our goal is not to like try to one up the papers that have looked at disturbance, of which, I've written some. And a lot of my colleagues have also written a lot of great papers. Those are, we're not trying to like say that this is more important. Our point is that this is that mortality in those areas not affected by disturbances is also affected by climate.
So, what varieties of trees are most impacted by heat and drought?
Yeah, so what we found was that subalpine fir was the most common tree species to die, and it died at the highest rates. In a lot of our stands, subalpine fir died much more frequently than Engelmann spruce. We also included a bunch of stands that had limber pine and lodgepole pine as well. So we generally found that the pine species were less susceptible to drought and warmer conditions than Engelmann spruce.
What areas in Colorado have notable concentrations of those heat and drought susceptible species?
Yeah, so Engelmann spruce and subalpine fir forests cover roughly 10,000 square miles in Colorado. And of that 10,000 square miles, some of the area also includes limber pine and lodgepole pine, which were included in this study. So the highest elevation forests in Colorado are subalpine forests, or those are the areas where people often go hiking if they're going up into the alpine or they go skiing. So they are all over the state of Colorado and up into southern Wyoming and northern part of New Mexico. So people have likely, walked through Engelmann spruce and subalpine fir forest in Colorado. And, this study was done in the Colorado Front Range, north of Nederland at the CU Mountain Research Station. But the results are generally applicable to, subalpine forests in Colorado.
Tell us about the connection between your findings in this study and the future of carbon sequestration.
Forests are an important carbon sink. And what we show in this study is that the rates of tree mortality for larger and older trees are increasing much more rapidly than smaller and younger trees. And As we're seeing an increase in mortality for these larger and older trees that store the most carbon, this is sort of the alarm bell going off, saying like, hey, we might be seeing some pretty, important changes in our subalpine forests and their ability to serve as a carbon sink in the future.
And what do you think the response to this study should be?
Yeah, I think that, the important message here is that, climate change is having an important effect on our forests in the Southern Rockies. And people often point to things like sea level rise as the most obvious, effect of climate change. But, we're seeing more fires, maybe potentially larger fires, broad scale outbreaks from bark beetles and all these sort of things, illustrating that climate change is having a really important effect on the forests. And in this study, we show that even outside of those disturbances, we're seeing really important effects of climate change. So, yeah, we just need to be aware that that's happening, and we need to, change our behavior so that we can potentially reduce the impacts of climate change and adapt to those changes.
And that was Robbie Andrus, a postdoctoral researcher in forest ecology at Washington State University and author of a new study showing increasing rates of subalpine tree mortality in Colorado linked to warmer and drier climates. For KGNU, I'm Hanalee Myers.